Hello there. Welcome everyone to the eLearning Champion Pod hosted by Comlab India. I'm your host, Alekha, and today we are diving into the exciting world of AI in learning and development, but with a twist. We are tackling the biggest myths and misconceptions holding organizations back from embracing this transformative technology. So to debust our myths, I have my speaker for the day who is joining me for this myth busting mission, Mr. Rajesh, Director of Operations and Innovation at Comlab India. He has specializations in project management and team management as well. Welcome to today's podcast, Rajesh.
Thanks for having me, Alekha. I am excited to debunk some of these AI myths and showcase its true potential for L&D.
Absolutely. Let's jump right in. So starting with our, you know, glamorous myth, which is myth number one, that is, will AI replace human L&D professionals? What's the reality here, Rajesh?
Yeah, great question. The fear of robots stealing jobs is understandable. But in L&D, AI is more like a super assistant. It automates tedious tasks like content creation and assessment, freeing up L&D pros to focus on what they do best, designing strategic learning experiences, providing human interaction and coaching.
Yeah, actually that makes sense. So now, if we think about, you know, all gamification and badges, mostly nowadays that's again, the second glamorous myth we can say. So coming to our second myth, that which claims that AI learning is all about gamification and badges. To what extent it is true and what do you think?
Okay, so with this gamification and badges, it's not only AI related, it's not even close. AI offers a wide range of learning approaches beyond badges and points. Actually, it can personalize learning paths, recommend relevant content, mm-hmm. and provide adaptive feedback to meet individual needs.
Right.
Something like, think of it as a sophisticated learning coach, not just a point dispenser.
Awesome. Yeah, that's true. Now, as we are delving deeper into the world of AI and L&D myths, coming to our myth number three, which claims that is AI only suitable for technical skills? Because we have been, you know, being from L&D industry, a lot of people have this, you know, question as such, ki AI is only suitable for technical skills, but can't it handle soft skills too?
Definitely. From communication and teamwork to leadership and critical thinking, AI can be used to teach a wide range of skills. The key here is to choose the right tool and approach for the specific skill and learning objectives.
Absolutely. So it is like AI is from A to Z. It's not limited to any particular skill set, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that info. And as you know, like we have covered almost, you know, the most important and critical myths so far. Three myths we have completed. Coming to our fourth myth, which is equally important to them. That is, what about security and reliability? Because our fourth myth raises concerns about AI data, privacy, and glitches. What is your take on that?
Yeah, this is a common myth among this industry in learning and design industry. Reputable AI vendors prioritize data security and comply with relevant regulations. Mm-hmm. They use robust security measures to ensure learner data is protected, as well as additionally, AI tools are constantly being updated and improved, making them highly reliable. So it is not the reality is actually we have to make sure when we select the respective AI tool, we have to thoroughly check the security and reliable policies across these tools, whichever it is launched.
Yeah, absolutely. Because even being the while dealing with the other customers as well, I got to know a lot of things about how their particular organization are restricting themselves to use some AI related tools during at their workplace. That is again considering the IT security protocols depending on the organization's measures. Yeah, that's reassuring.
Because recently with all the European region across the country, European country, they have established a new AI policy across the European countries to follow and to make sure with all the legal and security and data breaching issues to cover everything. So more or less, I think in the next year, I think in 2024, we'll see a great revolution across this IT security and policies in place with help of even the corporate as well as the government organizations.
Oh, great. That's nice. That's nice to hear that. Okay. Now coming to our myth number five, which claims that AI learning is one directional or is it passive only? Can't it be more interactive? Because it's again the fact of the machine doing the things for a human comes into the picture.
Yeah, absolutely. AI-powered simulations, collaborative activities, and personalized feedback loops can all foster active learning. Learners can engage with the content, ask questions, and receive guidance from the AI system, making it a dynamic and interactive experience.
So you mean to say that it is again the human responsibility of how they are making use of that particular AI tools in a particular, given concept or situation.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So far we have completed, five myths, which has discussed the insights on security on making it interactive and all. Now it is like so far we haven't discussed on anything on the learning need and the relation between the learning need and the tool usage as such. So our sixth myth says that how about handling complex learning needs? Myth number six suggests that AI isn't it up to the challenge or not?
Actually, while basic tools may have limitations, with the advanced AI systems can handle the complex tasks like personalized coaching, adaptive learning paths, and even content creation based on learner data. So everything is possible with the any complex learning needs is possible with the AI. Think of it as having a super-powered learning assistant at your disposal.
Oh, good to know that. Okay. In that case, then we are almost at the end. But myth number seven claims that AI again is all about technology, not good teaching. What's your take on that? Because we have also covered the myth on whether AI is only suitable for technical skills, not so for soft skills. This is almost, but it is breaking the frame of technology rather than personalized teaching or learning.
Yeah, actually, effective AI-powered learning should be grounded in some pedagogical principles. Imagine AI as a super-powered teaching assistant. It can be, say, personalized learning paths, recommend relevant content, and provide adaptive feedback based on individual needs. Here, the teacher plays a crucial role in designing those learning paths, selecting appropriate content, and interpreting the AI's data to provide human guidance and support.
Yeah, great, absolutely. So now that we have tackled some big concerns, but here's one for the future, which is my myth number eight. Usually I heard people saying that AI in L&D is just a buzzword, almost similar to a flash in the pan that will fizzle out soon. Do you think that's true?
No, not at all. AI is a rapidly evolving and making waves across various industries. L&D is no exception, actually. The growing adoption of AI tools, the continuous research and development, and the tangible benefits we are already seeing all point towards a permanent transformation, not a temporary trend. So usually every week we are getting around some hundreds of AI tools. But the main important goal is like which tool is support us in our L&D and L&D industry.
So that means that's reassuring. Now, our myth number nine says that with so many options out there, it can be overwhelming, like what to choose and, you know, when to choose kind of a thing. And how can L&D professionals navigate the landscape and find the right AI tool for their needs?
The one size fits all myth. The truth is, there is no single holy grail of AI tools in L&D. Every program has its unique needs, budget, and learning objectives. The best approach here is to avoid jumping on the bandwagon and take a critical look at your specific requirements.
Yeah, actually that's true. That makes actually sense based on the need, probably, you know, comparing the features of that, you know, tool available in the market and selecting that them will definitely, you know, fulfill our
Need, yeah.
selection. Yeah. Then, so what would you be your advice for making informed choices?
With research, comparing, and experimenting, talk to vendors, understand their offerings, and see how they align with your goals. Don't hesitate
Absolutely.
to pilot small projects with different tools before committing to a large-scale implementation in your organizations.
Yeah, makes sense. Absolutely makes sense. Now, coming to our final myth that we will tackle today, that is myth number 10. It says implementing AI in L&D is it a one-time project?
Yeah, this is a crucial point. Implementing AI shouldn't be seen as a set it and forget it process. It's an ongoing journey of monitoring, evaluating, and adapting. Yeah.
Can you elaborate on that, Rajesh?
Yeah, absolutely. Data from AI tools can offer valuable insights into learner behavior, engagement, and program effectiveness. So L&D professionals need to analyze this data continuously, fine-tune their AI approaches, and adjust the content and learning paths based on what's working and what's not.
Yeah, agreed. So it's about continuous learning and improvement, even for the L&D professionals themselves. That is what you meant?
Yeah, precisely. As AI evolves, we need to evolve too, right? So staying curious, keeping up with the latest advancements, and embracing a growth mindset are key to making the most of AI in L&D.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. I think we have covered almost all the 10 myths and which is answering the core what do you say insights on how the AI is being assumed by individuals as well in the L&D industry as such, and also from organizations' perspective. Thank you so much, Rajesh, for this insightful podcast. I hope people will also enjoy the same way as I have. So wow, that was amazing, connecting and collaborating with you. That was a whirlwind journey through the world of AI and L&D. Thank you so much once again. So,
Thank you.
through this
Thank you. Yeah.
podcast, yeah, through this podcast, we have busted some big myths, explored exciting possibilities, and learned how to navigate this transformative technology with confidence. Right.
Yeah, great, great. Thank you, Aleka. I hope we have managed to spark curiosity and encourage listeners to embrace the potential of AI in learning and development industry.
Right, absolutely, Rajesh. I hope so. So thank you once again, Rajesh, and to our listeners, thanks for tuning in. Stay connected for more insightful discussions on the future of learning. We'll see you next time on eLearning Champion Pod. Thank you.